I can't answer that, but that's all that go ahead.
Is that going to be the focus? What else is there? What the hell would you be doing this for if you wanted to win?
Yeah.
You know, we're trying to win every. We're trying to win today. Who's going to get the better lunch?
I mean, let's not make any misunderstandings about why we're here. This is all nice and dandy, but winning is what this thing is all about.
Vintage Tom Coughlin on display in front of a room full of people today at the Jaguars news conference, many of whom had only heard stories about his time here in Jacksonville. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. I'm Brian Sexton. For me, well, it was like going back in time. The passion, the energy. It was the exact same Tom Coughlin, though mixed in with a couple of Super Bowl rings from his time as the head coach of the New York Giants. It was clear by the smile on his face that he was excited to be back. Not just to be back in the National Football League, but to be back here in Jacksonville, where it all began more than 20 years ago.
Having come full circle and having an opportunity right now at this particular time in my career to have an impact on a team, to see that team again rise to the position of winning the division, of being in the playoffs, that would be most meaningful to me.
The day took Doug Marrone back in time to when he was a graduate assistant at Syracuse, trying to get a job with Tom Coughlin when he was the head coach at Boston College. And, of course, through his years as the head coach at Syracuse and Buffalo, when he spent time getting to know Tom. After more than 20 years, he finally got the chance to work for Tom.
I'm excited. It's a situation for me of someone that I'm aligned with, like you said, when you said similar personalities. I'm definitely aligned with the culture. I've tried to obviously have some input personality-wise doing it my way, but a lot of the things that I have taken which helped me in my job at Syracuse and in my job at Buffalo, there's been a lot of people that influenced me, but I have spent a lot of time with Coach.
Well, some teams were very open in their search process and shared all sorts of information via social media and their websites. The Jaguars, not so much. They kept things close to the vest, and that's the way Shad Khan likes things. Today, they shed a little light on the process.
We had a huge amount of interest in the position, and once we narrowed down our search, that was the time where I felt we needed to have the structure. And our number one choice, obviously, was Tom. So then, early in the week, I talked to him that, that would be a role that would make great sense for him. And he thought, yes, it would. And he told me, look, if you want to make that thing work, here would be the two top choices. And, Doug was the top choice for him. And I went back to Doug and told him, we really like him, but this is the structure and would be... He'd be reporting to Tom Coughlin, and he was elected.
In talking to Shad and Tom afterwards, it was clear that both men are thrilled with where this thing is headed. Add Doug Marrone to that mix as well. The roster, the facilities, the salary cap, and the commitment of the ownership in Jacksonville makes this a job that all three are very excited about. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. I'm Brian Sexton.